Going to be brief tonight. I mentioned that to my family and they were excited. I didn't know how to take that. But just a few points about Christmas. Number one, Christmas brings out the best in people. And wrote an article about this in Living Water. But this has been a trend that has been practiced in many places in the United States. In Omaha, Lori Stearns got a call from Kmart to tell her that someone had paid $200 on her bill for toys for her grandchildren. In Indianapolis, a young father with three small children was shocked when a well-dressed woman came up to the counter beside him and said, "I'll pay to pay off his layaway charges." She had already done the same for about 50 people, and she left the store handing out $50 bills. Doesn't that make you want to go to Indianapolis? In Missoula, Montana, a man spent more than $1,200 to pay down the balances of six customers whose layaway orders were about to be returned, restocked, due to failure to pay. But he paid out those debts for those people. Dozens of similar instances have been reported in Nebraska, Michigan, Iowa, Indiana, Montana, and yes, if you've read Your Living Water, in Tillman's Corner, Alabama. And the WKRG quoted one lady, Charlene Charlie, a mother of four who couldn't believe an anonymous person had paid the layaway bill for her children's gifts, totaling $800. 17 others were the recipients of this kind person who paid off the layaway bills. So Christmas brings out the best in people. Many think of others during this time of year. Perhaps at this time of year, we do better about practicing Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Perhaps at this time, we're more in tune to the needs and perhaps even some of the wants of those that we know and love. And we do better about thinking about others. So Christmas can bring out the best in us. Some of the best blessings I know my family enjoys is visiting with family and friends. We're expecting some more of our family to come in later tonight. Look forward to seeing my brother and his family, for example, that we only see perhaps once a year, maybe twice. So this holiday gives us the opportunity to do that. Christmas brings out the best in others. But secondly, Christmas brings out the worst in people. I don't know how many of you encounter this shopping. I hope you didn't. But you can see that at times, in the hopes of seeing people in passing, we'll be meeting smile after smile. That's not always the case, is it? Sometimes tempers flare. Sometimes we don't respond the way we should. Even in this time of the year that can bring the best out in people. Bud McDonald sent this to me. Marvin Irvin sent it to me again, just in case I missed it the first time. But I love this letter from a husband to his wife. Let me read it to you. "Dear Martha," thought that was interesting. "Dear Martha," and Marvin sent it to me. "I'm sorry about getting into an argument about putting up Christmas lights yesterday. I guess that sometimes I feel like you're pushing me too hard when you want something. I realize I was wrong and I'm apologizing for being such a hard-headed guy. All I want for you is to be happy and to be able to enjoy the holiday season. Nothing brightens the Christmas spirit like Christmas lights. I took the time to hang the lights for you today, and now I will be off to shoot sporting clays. Again, I'm very sorry for the way I acted yesterday. I'll be home later. Love you, Tim." And here's a picture of Tim's effectiveness in hanging the Christmas lights. That's a joke around my house. Christmas lights. Just because it's been a busy time, I hadn't been able to hang the Christmas lights around our house like I'm accustomed to doing. And so, day before yesterday, I got out there and hung the Christmas lights and plugged them in. Everything was working. While Patrice was away, and she got back and saw the Christmas lights, and then she came in and said, "Only one strand is lit." I tried. But that's a joke at my house. But sometimes tempers flare. Sometimes we don't respond like we should. Crime can be on the rise during this time of year. I read in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Gail Larkin plays the part of Mrs. Claus. And she was inside the mall last week and someone stole her SUV from the parking lot. Christmas can bring out the best in us. Sometimes it brings out the worst in people. So here's the conclusion. Christmas brings out the best and the worst in people. As I mentioned this morning, if people are going to even remotely think about the birth of Jesus, I want to talk about why he was born, why he came, and ultimately, as Eric mentioned, to live a sinless life and then to die for us on the cross. But I'd like for us to go back, and I want to read from Luke chapter 2. If you have your Bibles, please read with me. Some responses of people when Jesus was born. Luke chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading with verse 4. "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now we're in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them." So what was the response of those around the birth of Christ? You had angels praising. You had shepherds rejoicing and glorifying God and being amazed at the fulfillment of these things and what the angels had told them. You have Mary keeping all these things and pondering them in her heart. But you see the best coming out in people around the birth of Jesus. But I want to remind you of a different reaction. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. "Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men." Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now notice the same circumstance. The birth of Jesus. Perhaps in the case of the wise men, their visit sometime later. Still revolving around the same event. But instead of bringing out the best, it brought out the worst in Herod, didn't it? He is seeking, he's fearful that someone's going to take over his throne. So he has all the little infant boys killed. There's mourning and weeping on behalf of the family of those little infants that were killed. The birth of Jesus brought out the best and the worst in people. Here's the message. You see, the best and the worst are always present. You can look at the cross of Christ and you can see so much of the worst coming out in people. But because of the cross of Christ, we also see God's best coming forth and being seen in people. But the best and the worst are always present. But that's exactly why God sent Jesus into this world. That's why he was born in Bethlehem. To bring God's best to the world. To overcome our worst. Jesus came to bring God's best to the world. To overcome our worst. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave us his very best to overcome the worst in us, our sin. He went to the cross to fulfill God's plan, to pay the price for our redemption, so that we might be forgiven of our sin and have the hope of living eternally with him in heaven. How will you respond to that tremendous love that caused God to give his best to overcome our worst? If you've not obeyed the gospel, we hope and pray that you'll do so tonight. If you need the prayers of the church, if you need to recommit your life to serving Christ, we hope and pray that you'll let that be known. And won't you come right now as we stand and sing?